Henry, you told us about your new sandals, which you wore on holiday.
Yeah. They're a kind of, they're somewhere between a shoe and a sandal, aren't they? They're a kind of amphibious sort of future. They're almost like, actually, if you were to tell me they had mushroom technology in them, I'd be surprised. They're quite a sort of futuristic mushroom feet, aren't they?
Anyway, I shared a picture of those on our Instagram page.
Oh, yes.
And on our Patreon page.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be fun if me and Mike read out some of the messages we received.
Oh.
In response to this image.
Okay.
I want you to bear in mind that we didn't ask for any feedback.
Okay.
Didn't say, we'd love to hear what you think about these. This is just what people felt compelled to write.
Okay. But just to set this up, by the way, in terms of my emotional state in relation to my shoes.
Yeah.
To those shoes. Since talking about them on the podcast, I was thinking, mate, you know what? Maybe they're actually quite nice, these shoes. And maybe the response is going to be a bit of a like, well, what's the big deal? Because actually, just quite cool shoes. Yeah, anyway.
Well, let's see.
That's where I've been at.
Okay.
Mentally.
Mike, take it away.
Laughing, crying emoji.
Huh? Puking emoji.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that sexy monk.
Oh, dear.
Fucking hell, they're somehow worse than they sounded.
Okay, that's not true.
I can't tell if this is Provincial Dad or London Elite.
That hurts.
Worse than I imagined.
Okay, that's...
Henry doesn't realise that these are fashionably ugly shoes, and he just needs to pair them with some knee-length jorts, socks pulled up, and a white vest.
I can spot the mosquito bites from here.
That's an underlying skin condition.
Oh, no.
Unpleasant.
Oh, wow.
Looks like two loaves of bread.
Fuck. They are bad. Brackets starts petition to get Metropolitan Henry back.
This is a sin.
The horror.
Vile. No excuse for ugly shoes, Henry. Sorry.
Henry has gone full gawpcore.
Horrific.
Fuck me.
They are weirdly both better and worse than I imagined.
Heinous.
Not quite as hideous as I'd feared.
Okay.
And that makes me worry for myself.
Yes, good.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Henry, that footwear is a new low. Unforgivable, no matter how hot and moist a country is.
My nan has those shoes.
Oh, God.
If Henry wears those shoes to the live shows, I'm cancelling my Patreon membership.
Oh, fuck.
If Henry doesn't wear those shoes to the live shows, I'm cancelling my Patreon membership.
Killed the spark of any Henry crush.
Those are some confusingly ugly shoes, but I kind of like them in a confused way.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, those shoes.
Well, there goes that crush I had on Henry. Nice while it lasted.
Damn, I didn't know about all these crushes.
I've not listened to the episode yet, but Christ almighty, that's some pair of trainers, sandals, trandles.
The mind boggles, the stomach turns.
I was imagining much worse footwear. Hawkers are so hot right now.
Thank you very much. I like that one.
And finally, oh, Henry! No!
Oh, Henry. You know there's a chocolate bar in America called Oh, Henry?
There is.
You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry. Really works. Oh, well, great responses. Thanks for that. I mean, it feels like it's a mixture of people who are horrified by them or a bit weirdly confused. Mm-hmm. And I think the weirdly confused people, it's probably because they're going through that period of life themselves,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, oh, maybe a medicinal girdle is a good idea.
A compression hat.
Maybe that's what I need. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a replaceable absorptive layer.
Yeah. You just swap out
the sawdust.
You swap out the sawdust every fortnight.
And use the chemical sluice.
And to be honest, if you finance it, those application mittens, you barely notice the difference in your weekly food shop.
How are you still wearing them?
Yeah, yes. I don't wear them around other people. If I'm leaving the flat, but I'm not going to come across any other people.
Which is pretty hard in central London.
How do you feel about the fact that the shoes seem to be still some beating hearts?
Yes, they have stilled some beating hearts.
Mm.
Yeah, they're a turn off. But I feel like there's a bit of ambiguity. There's some space in there, isn't there? There's some space for my shoes.
I wouldn't worry about that too much. You've always attracted people from the ankles up generally, haven't you?
It's true. I'm an ankles up guy. Yeah. Specifically, ankle to mid thigh.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's where my
that's where it counts.
That's where it counts for me. So it's knee, it's front shin, mm-hmm. not back shin so much, because the calves are underdeveloped. Mm-hmm. But the front shin has a real sheer quality. It goes straight down from that knee down to that ankle. Certainly on one of my legs. You know what? I've actually got very sharp shins. Is it normal that my shins come to a kind of triangular point? Is that normal?
No. So you got what you got? There's a set of icebreakers.
Yeah,
snowplow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why
we're hacking your way through a glacier in evolutionary terms.
Because that's why I'm always front husky.
Yeah. 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 That'll be why
I'm always front husky. Yeah.
Sexually.
Sexually and emotionally, Ben.
Gawpcore is a fashion trend in which outerwear typically designed for outdoor recreation is worn as streetwear.
Oh, is that Gore-Tex, is it?
I don't know where Gawp comes from.
I've Googled Gawp and I've got a mixture of dried fruit and nuts eaten as a snack food by walkers and campers.
Yeah, so I think that's where Gawpcore comes from.
Oh, I see. So I thought it was an acronym. Okay, so it's sort of hikery, yeah, practical gear.
Yeah.
That's sort of got toggles, got waterproof
zips. On the high street.
But I'm high streeting it.
Yeah. It's on road.
Well, good responses. I mean, it's a tricky one. Do I keep wearing them based on that? What do you think?
We know they're not vanilla, don't we?
They're not vanilla, that's true. They evoke an emotional response.
Yeah, strong meat.
They're sort of like reverse peacocking, isn't it?
Mm.
It's sort of going, I'm so practical that I'm practical.
I'm so hot.
That it's actually quite... my feet are so hot that I actually need to aerate them, even in wet conditions. So it's got a kind of reverse peacocking, hasn't it? Which is like, what's the opposite of a peacock? Like a peahen. A hen. I'm henning.
I guess so.
Well, a hen has got very practical feet. They're not feet that you'd naturally want to massage or kiss, are they? That's a hen's true. Feet. But they are extremely practical. I mean, they can run along the ceiling of a hutch if they have to. Can't they? Says a fox at large.